Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back. From the trumpet and mind of composer and arranger David Weiss, we begin this new hour of Neon Jazz with the 2014 tune White Magic off his album When Words Fail. And the words haven't failed him at all. This born and bred New York City jazz cat is the founder of the New Jazz Composers Octet, solely dedicated to innovation in jazz. The long jazz road began in 1986 for David when he graduated from North Texas State University in music studies, and he came back to the Big Apple to gig with cats like Frank Foster and Jimmy Heath and continue his trumpet studies with Tommy Turrentine and Bill Hardman. That led to him leading after-hours sessions for Barry Harris, opening the door for gigs with Sam Newsom, Roy Hargrove, Clifford Jordan, Mulgrew Miller, Terrence Blanchard, and the great Billy Hart. And it was in 1990 he started a band with tenor saxophonist Craig Handy. In 2002, he released his first album as a leader, a 4-star rating via Downbeat called Breathing Room, featuring Craig Handy and Xavier Davis. Over the years, he has stood out by finding flexibility and innovation in music that has its roots in the mainstream. He continues to stay busy on the stage and in the studio, keeping that library full of good quality sounds. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that just can't shake that jazz thing, with cats like Herman Mahari and Ken Laverne, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you another hour of that jazz because we're restless around here. Speaking of this KC town of ours, we're going to stay local here on the show with former KC and now New York City sax man Matt Carrillo. He came back to town in June of 2015 for a gig at Take 5, and this is the tune Pleadin' Time with Judd Nielsen on the Hammond B3. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Matt told me why he digs coming back to Kansas City and how it contrasts with that New York City mindset.
New York is very fast-paced. Everyone is very aggressive, and everybody's nice, but it's a different thing. I mean, I really love it up there, coming on a home of mine, but every so often I need a break, and I need to come back to, you know, the slow pace of the city. So then coming back to just hanging out at my favorite restaurants and bars and having a beer and talking with my friends. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is Matt Carello, saxophonist, pianist, vocalist, producer, originally from Kansas City, now in New York City. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Chip DiMino.
That was Music Man Doug Webb with the 2011 tune The Girl Next Door off the CD Swing Shift. Born in Chicago, he moved to California at the age of 3. He started playing the clarinet at 8 and the saxophone and flute by 15. He went on to receive his Bachelor of Music from Berklee College of Music right out there in Boston. Over the years, he has worked his name into the jazz inner circle by gigging with cats like Horace Silver, Freddie Hubbard, Stanley Clarke, Quincy Jones, Billy Childs, Rod Stewart, Carly Simon, and Bonnie Raitt. He did get around. Doug has also played with the house band for the Dennis Miller TV show, the Jimmy Cleveland Orchestra, and continues to this day touring with the Doc Severinsen Big Band. With a legend on the jazz drum kit, here's Elvin Jones with the tune Necessary Evil off the 1984 album Brother John.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Cobb, jazz drummer, and I have been talking to Nino Jazz with Joe DiNino, and I hope that everybody listens to this program around me all the time. Thank you very much.
That was a gem on the Kansas City jazz scene on the bass, the talented self-taught cat and Oklahoma native Steve Ragazzi, along with his group with the tune Cosa Molto di Amare. In 1990, he began his formal music training under the tutelage of New York jazz bassist Cecil McBee, and it was in 1996 that he got his Bachelor of Arts degree in music from Southeastern Oklahoma State University. He's played all over Kansas City, and he logged some time with Chet Baker while playing in Italy for 6 years. He's full of good stories, and during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he had to say about playing the bass for the first time while he was in the Air Force.
So they offered me like 3 different gigs, man. They said you could either be a fireman, a policeman, or a musician, and that was a no-brainer for me, you know. And so that was the beginning of the jazz thing, and because I was a tuba player when I went in, I got called in by my commander after about a year, asked if I knew anything about bass, and I said no. He goes, well, good, congratulations, your first gig is in 6 weeks. You need to go and check out a bass from Supply and start shedding.
Keeping that tradition of jazz trumpet on the show alive, here's one of the best to pick up the instrument. This is Don Cherry in 1956 with the song Please Be Kind off the LP Swinging for Two.
This is my first affair, so please be kind. Handle my heart with care, oh please be kind. This is all so grand, my dreams are on parade. If you'll just understand, never fade. So tell me your love's sincere. Oh, please be kind. Tell me I needn't fear. Oh, please be kind. 'Cause if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose it. it's mine. If you love me, please be kind. Oh, please be kind. Tell me I needn't fear. Oh, please be kind. 'Cause if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. If you love me, please be kind.
John Raymond, and I'm a jazz trumpet player from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the dynamic trio of Jason Palmer, Greg Osby, and Robbie Coltrane in 2007 with the tune Hoop-Dee-Doo off the album called Songbook. Palmer is a trumpeter, composer, arranger, educator, and actor, and he's one of the most in-demand musicians of his generation, while Osby is a St. Louis native and saxophonist specializing in the free jazz, free funk, and M-bass idioms. He was named Playboy Magazine's Jazz Artist of the Year in the March 2009 issue, and the accolades still keep coming. And finally, Ravi is a post-bop jazz saxophonist and the son of saxophonist John Coltrane and jazz pianist Alice Coltrane. He was raised in L.A. and named after sitar player Ravi Shankar. And their combined jazz chops simply bring about some tasty jazz magic. Originally from Toronto and now in Brooklyn, New York, this is jazz drummer Harry Eisenstadt with the 2011 tune 217 off his CD Canada Day 2.
Drummer Stockton Helbing, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was jazz trumpeter Ambrose Akinmusiri keeping the trumpet alive on the show with the 2008 take on Stablemates from his album Prelude to Cora. In 2007, the Oakland, California native was the winner of both the highest brass in jazz, the Thelonious Monk International Jazz Competition, and the Carmine Caruso International Jazz Trumpet Solo Competition. And that wasn't enough. In 2014, he won the North Sea Jazz Festival's Paul Ackett Award. He was a member of the Berklee High School Jazz Ensemble, and he caught the attention of saxophonist Steve Coleman, who was visiting the school to give a workshop. Coleman hired him as a member of his Five Elements band for a European tour, and from there, the rest is history. Our final stab at Jazz Cool as we leave the Neon Jazz stage is from Grammy Award-winning Cuban jazz pianist and composer Gonzalo Rubalcaba with the 2015 tune Playing Lucona. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat full of jazz bravado every single day, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
That's right. Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you, so let us know out there in Jazzland. We always love to hear from you. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Okay, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
You've been listening to a great selection of jazz music with Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz. Neon Jazz is written and produced by Joe Dimino, engineered by John Christopher. That's me. Produced at the studios of Yowza, Kansas City, Missouri. All rights reserved.
You don't define jazz. Jazz is just like an attitude.
Neon Jazz.